This is a cybersecurity and cryptocurrency podcast. And now, here's your host, Eric English.
Good evening. Today is Wednesday, September 19th of 2018. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope everybody's having a good week. I've been slacking on the job the last few days. Haven't done a podcast. Had a lot of stuff going on and just haven't had the time, unfortunately. But I'm firing it back up today. Got some interesting developments in both cyber and crypto. We're going to talk a little bit about our friends at Newegg. We're going to talk about California and their ridiculous expectations. We're going to talk about some all-in-one malware and also talk about some of my recent experiences with some crypto exchanges. So that's kind of our hit list for today. We're going to kick things off here. I think kind of first and foremost, Newegg. We'll start with them. Newegg got hit with the same attacks that Ticketmaster and British Airways did by the same hacker group using the same e-skimmers, the e-card skimmers, where they inject code into their website. And, you know, it's just a shame. The exposure time, at least from what Newegg says, was between August 10th or something like that, up into September 9th or 10th. So about 30 days of exposure there. So I guess not too terribly horrible, but if you used your credit card or any sort of credit debit card or anything with them within that time frame, you really need to go check your bank account, go change your account numbers, all kinds of stuff like that, because, you know, it's just one more thing we all have to worry about. But the guys with Magecart, I think it's how you pronounce it, the hacker group, are the ones that pulled this off. But again, they did the same thing to Ticketmaster. They did the same thing to British Airways. I have a feeling they're going to do the same thing to some other sites as well, but we shall see what happens in the future. But if you own a website that does any kind of e-commerce, now is the time to evaluate and see if this applies to you. See if this attack can be done on your e-commerce site before this happens to you. E-skimmers, I mean, this is pretty advanced. So if you don't know what to do or what to look for, how to test it, you need to call some professional security people and have them test your site. I'll post a link to the article. It does mention the company that found us. I think it was Risk IQ or Risk ID. I can't remember the name of the company. But if you don't know who to turn to and you need to figure out if your site is vulnerable to this, they would probably be the ones you'd want to call. I've never worked with them before or even heard of them, really. But if they're finding this stuff and they're able to determine when this all happened, they're probably the ones you want to go to. So if you have an e-commerce site and you don't know much about your e-commerce site, or it was custom written and it's been a while since anything was updated, now is your time. Go out there and see if this applies to you. Hire some professionals. Have your site evaluated before something like this happens to you. I mean, that's the last thing that anybody wants. Nobody wants to get hacked, but it happens all the time. And Newegg. I love Newegg, too. Man, I just bought a whole bunch of stuff there. Dang it. It's one of my favorite sites for gadgets and gear and techie stuff. So, definitely frustrating. I don't think I was using my credit card during the time that they've said that they were exposed to this attack, but still going to have a close eye on my accounts just to make sure. But here's one more reason why you never, ever, 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 ever use your debit card anywhere. Ever. Use your dang credit card and pay it off. You'll thank me later. Sad to hear about Newegg. I love those guys. Get all kinds of good computer gear on there for pretty dang cheap. I got all my mining gear on there. Just a shame. But we'll move on. Saw an article today on thehackernews.com. There is now an all-in-one malware. I'm not surprised this has happened, by the way. I'm shocked it took this long. But there's some all-in-one malware that does crypto mining, it does botnet, and it also can do ransomware. So depending on what the hacker wants to do, once they've infected your computer with this piece of malware, it can decide to do any one of those three. You could be part of a botnet, it can mine on your computer, or it can hold you for ransom, Or hell, maybe all three. And they're also saying that if you pay the ransom, nothing happens with this one. You never get the decryption keys. I can't validate that, but that's what a lot of the articles are saying. So, definitely scary to think about. But I'm not surprised. Actually, surprised it took this long for them to combine all of these. These are the most popular attacks. DDoSing with the botnets and ransomwaring everybody they can, or cryptojacking, whatever it is. Surprised it took them this long to put it all together. But several months back, I read some stories about ransomware as a service. So, you know, I'm just not surprised that they're putting all this stuff together, all in one. We were talking about masternodes, too, and I'm surprised there's really no masternode malware either. Maybe there will be at some point, but as of right now, there's not any masternode malware yet. So watch out for that. It's definitely a hot topic right now, and definitely scary that they're putting all that stuff together. So our friends over there in California claim that they're going to ban terrible default passwords on connected devices. How in the hell they're going to enforce this is beyond me. I'm scratching my head thinking that there's absolutely no way that California is going to enforce this. I mean, how? I mean, a lot of these companies are manufacturing their products in other states or out of the country. So how in the hell is California going to ban these default passwords? I have no idea how they're going to enforce this. I thought it was kind of laughable, but, you know, maybe they will somehow. I just seriously don't think that that's possible to prevent this or to somehow ban it. I mean, sure, you can put a law together that says you're not going to allow these crappy passwords everywhere, but seriously, how do you enforce that? I don't know. I thought it was funny. I'll post the link to it. It just makes me scratch my head. But California's doing their own GDPR, all kinds of other crazy stuff, so maybe other states will follow suit. But really, it should be a federal decision, not a state decision. I mean, sure, the states can have their own laws and whatnot, but, you know, if these products are being, these electronics are being manufactured overseas in China or wherever, South Korea, how in the heck do you enforce this? I don't know. So we'll see what happens there. Luckily, with a lot of the new devices, they're giving you a unique password per device. Unfortunately, it's typically written on the device on a sticker somewhere, but at least they are unique to that device. So maybe more folks will start doing that. I know, especially with like routers and stuff that you get, most of those have unique passwords on the stickers on the bottom of the router. But all somebody has to do is get physical access to the router and then they can log in. But that's a whole nother story. But anyway, I just thought that was funny that California thinks they're going to enforce this somehow on people. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Some other news recently at my company, we've been getting hit with a ton of malware attempts. And I'm guessing maybe this is part of this all-in-one malware. We've been getting tons of malware sent to us via email, of course. Luckily, the majority of it's been getting blocked, but it's still kind of freaky to see the huge uptick just all of a sudden in the last, you know, 2 or 3 days. We've seen a huge increase in malware being sent to us via email at my company. So high alert for everybody, really. A lot of these emails claim to be invoices, and they're spoofing. They were trying to spoof our internal employees. They were spoofing people that we do business with, spoofing us to the people they're doing business with. It's just, it's crazy what they'll try. But these have all been Word document attachments. All of them have pretty bad grammar in the email, and it's obvious for the somewhat trained eye. This is pretty obvious to spot, but you know, somebody out there, I'm sure, is going to fall for it, so I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe they're going to get hit with this new all-in-one malware that's just now coming out. We'll see. We've certainly seen a huge increase in the last 72 hours. So red alert for everybody there. Watch out for these fake invoice emails. Let's see. What else do we have for cybersecurity news? So moving on to cryptocurrency, the Binance CEO, he's making waves everywhere he goes, but he's going to build out 5 to 10 more fiat to crypto exchanges in the next year. I think that's awesome for the cryptocurrency community. The more the better, the more fiat to crypto exchanges we can get out there, the better. Just means more people will be interested in it. More people will be investing more money into Bitcoin ecosystem. So I think that's great. The Binance CEO, man, he's a top-notch dude. He's on top of it. He was going to make the decentralized exchange, and now he's doing 5 to 10 more fiat to crypto-based exchanges. Pretty awesome stuff. It's great to see that. Great to hear that. Keep moving the space forward. It's good stuff. In other crypto news, PNC Bank, their treasury management division, they're going to start accepting cross-border transactions using Ripple. Now, that is some crazy, crazy, crazy stuff there. That's one more adopter. Santander was also doing the same thing now. So this is really cool stuff. Ripple's price jumped about 15% yesterday, I believe it was, or maybe Monday. And here today, this news comes out about PNC Bank. So somebody knew something before it was released to the masses. But, you know, if you don't already invest in Ripple, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I personally do invest in Ripple. I think they've got a good following and a good product going, especially if they can get more of these banks to continue using their products. They're in 6 different countries now, lots of different financial institutions in all these countries. So it's definitely picking up steam. So, and Ripple right now, you can get it for a steal. I mean, I think it's 30 some odd cents. I mean, that is crazy cheap. So, you know, throw $100 at it. Get you a few hundred of these Ripple tokens, Ripple coins, and just sit on it for 5 years and see what happens. I'm continually stockpiling the Ripple, personally, just because I think that eventually it's going to hit pretty big time. It's still yet to be seen, but the fact that it's trading at such a 37 cents, come on, really? For something that's this big? It's one of the top 5 cryptos, and it's trading at 37 cents. It's just really, really weird to me. But either way, I do invest in them, so maybe I'm a little biased. Maybe I'm a little biased. Certainly cool news for anybody that does invest in Ripple. And if you don't, hey, throw $100 at it. See what happens. It's not going to kill you. Hell, throw $50 at it. You'll still get a whole bunch. So anyway, check that out if you're into Ripple and you like what they're doing and you're a follower of them. Check that out. Pretty cool stuff. Saw some other crypto news about Ripple. There's apparently this guy, and I forget his handle, but he's on all these cryptocurrency forums and whatnot. He's on Bitcoin Talk and several others, and he's been a big Ripple predictor. And in one of his posts recently, he predicted that Ripple was going to hit $574 or something to that effect. 570 something, I can tell you that, within the next 6 months. I thought that was insane. How in the hell is Ripple going to go up that high in 6 months? I have no idea. If it does, I'd be super happy and I'll probably quit my job. But in the meantime, I don't really believe it. I mean, it's at 37 cents today. How in the hell is it going to go up that much? But he has made other predictions about Ripple and other coins and has been correct on all of them. So people are looking at this pretty seriously. And when I saw that news break, I think that was on Monday. And then Tuesday, the Ripple price went up 10 or 15%. And now today, the news about PNC Bank partnering with Ripple. So just interesting. Interesting stuff to think about there with Ripple. Such a low price on that, too. Keep in mind, when you buy Ripple, I didn't know this until I first bought it, and I was kind of pissed. But if you don't already have 20 Ripple in your wallet, you have to have 20 Ripple in your wallet to even create your first, to create your Ripple address, essentially. If you have less than 20 and it's your very first transaction, you will not get a Ripple receiving address. So, and that 20 always stays with that address. You cannot cash it out. So right now, yeah, it's 37 cents. Who cares? But when this goes up to a few bucks, yeah, it's going to be a little different story there. So keep in mind when you send this to a cold wallet or to an app on your phone that's a wallet, keep in mind you got to have that 20 already in there, 20 Ripple already in there to create the Ripple account. So you do lose that 20, so keep that in mind. But right now, 37 cents, big deal. Right. So get you some Ripple, sit on it for a few years, and see what happens. I think it's going to be nothing but good. Let's see. What else for cryptocurrency news? Saw an article from, actually it wasn't an article, it was just a post from Real POS Monkey on Twitter. It's at Real POS Monkey on Twitter. He created the cryptocurrency called Monk, M-O-N-K. And he had a post a couple days ago, maybe it was just yesterday, that he was talking about some of the fake trading going on CryptoBridge and how it's fooling newbies and tricking people and manipulating prices and whatnot. I talked about this last week. The price manipulation on these exchanges is ridiculous. So today, it was a New York-based company. I think it was some sort of government agency. What was the name of them? Dang it. I think it was just like an attorney general or something in New York. Anyway, they basically said that they are going to start or attempt to start enforcing some of the same trading rules or laws that are in place with stock exchanges. They're going to try to enforce this with all of the crypto exchanges. So we'll see what happens there. I agree that there needs to be some sort of regulation. How much? I don't know. I don't have all the answers. But several of these exchanges are being cited for legal violations and yada, yada, yada. So definitely interesting to see that the Attorney General's office is getting into this, and they're going to try to start enforcing the same stock exchange rules that we have on our crypto exchanges. So keep an eye out for that one. That's going to be pretty big story when and if it actually does happen. So keep an eye out for that stuff. I think it does need to happen. I mean, CryptoBridge is a primary example. I've had nothing but a horrible experience on there. CryptoBridge is a decentralized exchange. You know, it essentially would run on your computer or somebody else's computer. It's not anywhere centrally managed. It's just all over the place, decentralized. And while I like the whole decentralized idea, some of the coins that they list are very sketchy. They have all these trading bots that go on there and manipulate the prices. And it's just not fair for somebody who's just a casual day trader just trying to make a few bucks or just trying to get into it, and they have a bad experience, they're not going to want to do it anymore. And that's bad for the cryptocurrency market. It's bad for our whole ecosystem. So there does need to be some sort of regulation. What, I don't know, but there needs to be something. There needs to be some sort of trading rules or laws or something. That way you can't, you know, manipulate prices and screw people out of their money. But CryptoBridge is definitely one that I've had similar experiences on, and I don't exactly trust coin that's only listed on CryptoBridge, at least not right now. That may change, and maybe this is only my experience, but I've seen it a lot on Twitter here lately. Other people talking about kind of the same stuff on CryptoBridge, that prices are getting manipulated. Specifically, they're manipulating these prices for masternodes, people that build masternodes and maintain those. On these masternode websites, they essentially can manipulate the price so that it looks like that particular masternode gives you a ridiculous profit every year. And people get sucked into it, and they'll spin up one of these masternodes. They'll end up buying into whatever this crypto coin is, and that's more money in the exchanges for their coin. And of course, as people buy, the price goes up. But once people realize that the price has also been going up because of manipulations and because of bots, that's just not a good experience for anybody. A trading bot that I've used before, and actually I really liked it, I was a pretty big fan, it was called Crypto Hopper. If you're not familiar with it, go check them out. CryptoHopper.com, I believe, is their website. If you don't want to sit around and stare at the exchanges all day and do all the trades manually, CryptoHopper can trade for you. Obviously, there's still risks, and you're not going to win on every single trade. But when I used it, you can configure it so that it, you know, it sells once you're at a certain amount of profit, and it buys, you know, small amounts of whatever coin it is, so on and so forth. So I think that, you know, you can very much control what you're buying. You can also tell it to look for signals, buying and trading signals that are sent out from these research companies that do nothing but research all day long. So I have used CryptoOpera. It is a trading bot, and I've used it with some success. I'm sure that people can do similar things to what CryptoHopper does, but with some other sort of bot. Now, they probably have to custom program some sort of bot that will do similar things to what CryptoHopper does as far as buying and selling and trading goes, and use that bot to manipulate the prices on these various exchanges. A lot of these exchanges have APIs that you can write lots of programs into these APIs, and all somebody has to do is give an account access to that API, and boom, that bot can get in. So how an exchange would track that and stop that, I don't know. But pretty much anybody can use these APIs as long as you have an API key that you need, the principal and the key that you need for the API. So definitely interesting to think about. And, you know, with CryptoBridge in particular, really makes me think twice about a lot of these exchanges, especially these fly-by-night exchanges that all of a sudden pop up overnight and claim that they're doing all this volume and transactions. It's kind of scary to think about, but don't get screwed if you're going out to these exchanges, if you're just now learning how to do this. Stick with Coinbase for the time being. Just learn on Coinbase. I would trust Coinbase over a lot of these others. Bittrex is another good one. I would trust Bittrex. Binance, I would trust Binance. Kraken, I would also trust Kraken. So if you are looking to get into it, use one of those exchanges first, just to kind of get into it and understand how it all works. If you see that a particular coin is listed on CryptoBridge or some other fly-by-night trading site, I'd be a little wary of that. So anyway, that's just been my experience lately. So other people may have had great experiences with CryptoBridge. I don't know, but my experience has been that it's a little bit shady. So anyway, that's all I had for news-related stuff today. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at eEnglish34 on Twitter, at eEnglish34. You can follow me on there. I retweet all these articles that I talk about on the show on my Twitter account, so you can see all that stuff. And if you have any suggestions, comments, anything like that, hit me up on Twitter, send me an article or whatever if you want me to talk about it, or have any questions at all, hit me up on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow.